Happens 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The large increase in people crossing the southern border illegally that the Biden administration was bracing for has so far not materialized. Still, tens of thousands of people are crowded in Mexico hoping to cross the U.S. border. CBS's Nicole Skanga is in Brownsville, Texas.
Federal authorities have increased deportation flights and added space at detention facilities to ease overcrowding.
We're absolutely not out of the woods yet. We're going to continue to work really hard.
Chief Patrol Agent of the Rio Grande Valley, Gloria Chavez, tells us nearly all of the 1,900 migrants who crossed into her sector Friday face removal proceedings.
President Biden addressed graduating students at historically black college Howard University. He said white supremacy is the biggest threat to our country. Correspondent Christina Ruffini is at the White House.
At Howard University, President Biden told soon-to-be graduates that America is still in a fight for its soul.
Reject political extremism, reject political violence.
And without naming names, he reminded the predominantly black audience what his predecessor and current Republican challenger said following violence at a 2017 white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
A famous quote, "There are very fine people on both sides." That's when I knew I had to stay engaged and get back into public life.
But unlike his last campaign, this time President Biden is running on his record as well as his rhetoric.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper vetoed a bill that would have created more abortion rules in the state. He spoke at a public rally Saturday.
With its medically unnecessary obstacles and restrictions, it will make abortion unavailable to many women.
Mother's Day is here, and it seems the gift to give is flowers. KCBS-TV's Laurie Perez has more.
It's for multiple mothers, my sister-in-law, my husband's cousins.
LA's flower district was overflowing Saturday with colors and gratitude.
I really love these women that I got these for.
As families came to celebrate mothers and mother figures.
She's not my mom, she's my neighbor, but she does a lot for me. It is a day to show her, you know, that I'm grateful for her. And just how beautiful, you know, just like this flower is, how beautiful she is to me.
Some vendors say Mother's Day is even busier than Valentine's Day for flower sales.
Swedish singer Loreen has won this year's Eurovision Song Contest. The song is called Tattoo, and it's not her first time winning the legendary competition. She also took the crown in 2012. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 50. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Highs around 65. Lows level off around 41. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Get out of here. Inc. Radio. We are local music. That's Dr. Noise, Shadows from a few years ago. That was his song for some song tournament that he came in second with, Terry.
Ah, interesting.
That was the Triple M thing. That's
what. Yes. Yeah. I wonder, do they probably don't even still do that anymore.
I don't know either. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Terry Barr. Rocker has made an appearance.
Yeah, look who's here.
I'm back.
Maxine Kevy coming up at 10 o'clock. So how was the show tonight down in Brooklyn, dude?
Wow. Well, we drove through a couple of monsoons to get there, but of course we were in a barn, so it was totally nice. And the barn was great. There was a bunch of people there. There was a bunch of food trucks and a big tour bus that said Mars Hall on it.
Whoa.
I saw some of the Mars Hall guys there. Apparently they came in their tour bus, but they weren't even playing.
But we were
that's weird.
How about that?
Yeah. No, this guy has a tour bus. And I don't know, he just puts Mars Hall. He likes promoting the band.
Yeah,
so
right.
I was just like, wow, what band is here? Wow, Mars Hall.
Wow. Okay, but tell everybody what this was. What were you playing at?
The Rock Cutter Music Festival down at the Meyer Barn in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Andy Meyer. He's a local musician too, and he owns the Main Street Music and More down in Brooklyn. So he puts on these crazy festivals, all different kinds, at his barn.
And I love that.
People camp there.
Yeah.
And a giant bonfire and all different kinds of music. Great sounding PA system.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really
good. Well, that's important, you know.
A couple of really cool people were down there. Jackie Ernst was playing there with the MTVs. They were playing early. Jason Vargas in the Apollos.
Of course.
Jimmy played some of that tonight.
Yeah,
already,
we did.
I heard.
Yeah.
They visited
they
us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then Iron Plow, my band. That was a lot of fun. 4:30, 5:30. And then the real, and I had to leave after this next band to get here into the studio. So I can't talk about how awesome they were because I didn't see them. But Mother Wind. Mother Wind played after Iron Plow.
Okay, I'm writing that name down so I can check
They're
them
They're from Eau Claire.
Okay.
And they were totally incredible.
Oh.
Great band. All phases. You know, interesting, energetic, great music, original songs.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Great musicianship and originality. I mean, they were great.
We'll have to get some of their music. Get them on the air here, man.
They're sending some stuff into us, Jimmy. In fact, they just released a brand new single yesterday, and he's been on tour and all this crazy stuff. So he said, I'll send it to you this week. So we'll definitely get some Mother Wind in here for next week.
Excellent. Good to hear.
We're doing a request this hour, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, or you can hit Terry up on the socials, Maxine.
Yeah. Let me check what anybody has said. I'll get back to you on that, Jimmy K.
So this is my request for the hour because I love this band and they got brand new music out. It's something to do. Their latest song, Get the Money, on Max Inc. Radio.
So we can't win. You and me.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. To Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians said it came to me upon a midnight clear. I finished writing all of my gospels. Now all I seem to want is sex and bed. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ear. I did not come here to praise Caesar. I came here for sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like. Washington, he never crossed the Delaware. There was no midnight rock upon the hill. Ben Franklin never discovered electricity. They were too busy looking for
sex and beer.
Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are
great expectations. Shakespeare gave us Hamlet and King Lear. Dostoevsky gave us crime and punishment. Who the hell is gonna give us
sex and beer?
Sex and beer. Suburbs to the country, from the southern to the northern hemisphere. They're holding a tremendous referendum, and everybody's choosing
sex and beer.
Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer. Take away my name and give me a number, 911. But they can never take away my sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. That's Wheelhouse by Request, Hungover and Broken Hearted. You got so excited when the request for Wheelhouse came in, Terry.
So you could, and you know, you get to hear that music here because Wheelhouse is not playing a lot of shows together anymore.
Right.
Uh-huh. So thank you for that request.
Coming up, before that, we heard some Pat McCurdy. That goes out to Drew in Madison. He said it's one of his favorite bands,
nice.
Favorite artists of all time. He was recalling the Regent Street Retreat days with Pat. Rocker, I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Well, first off, I could tell you that I used to see Pat McCurdy and the Men About Town. They used to play at a lot of the frat parties right over by the football games at Badger Stadium there.
Camp Randall.
Camp Randall. Thank you, Jimmy. And but I remember him when he was with Yipes.
Whoa.
I'm not familiar with Yipes.
Nope. Yeah, we're talking probably like late... Maybe late 70s or early 80s.
Oh, wow.
Yipes was, they were signed, and they got kind of, you know, semi-big nationally, I guess you would say.
And then
say.
What happened?
They got big, and they got too big for themselves.
Yeah. That kills me. Yeah.
I mean, almost every band is pretty much destined to break up except for the Rolling Stones.
And they're never going to die. Never.
No. Holy cow.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to throw a request there. We got some good ones in the playlist here. We got some Butterbrick coming up. Someone wanted to hear some Distant Cousins. Sam Ness.
Awesome, yeah.
And one of our Wausau listeners, listening to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau, wanted to hear some new Jenna Jane. And we can't argue with that.
Yeah.
That's coming up next on Max Inc. Radio.
CBS News Brief. Some northern cities have declared states of emergency as asylum seekers arrive. Already Saturday, three buses full of migrants arrived at New York's Port Authority. Correspondent Michael George is there.
In New York, with shelters already housing 37,000, the city is sending buses of migrants to suburbs.
President Biden delivered the 2023 commencement address at Howard University in Washington, D.C.
The oldest, most sinister forces may believe they'll determine America's future, but they are wrong. We will determine America's future.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper rejected an abortion bill that would have created additional restrictions on physicians, clinics, and women seeking the procedure. He spoke at a public rally.
This bill will create dangerous interference with the doctor-patient relationship, leading to harm for pregnant women and their families.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. They're celebrating 10 years of business here in Madison, Odana Road, Monona Drive, and Willie Street. Shop them online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Dark Horse Art Bar and Art Gallery, East Washington Avenue, across from Sylvie. Live music and art in downtown Madison. A happy hour every Tuesday through Sunday with $2 slices of Sal's Pizza. DarkHorseMadison.com.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spinning out. Give me some room. spinning now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. Slow it down. Here before, I swear I played this song on the 8th of December, somewhere years from now. I swear I know these roads, but I don't know this town. I know every Wi-Fi code, but not a single name in the crowd. Room. This room is spinning now. Give me some room. This room is spinning now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. Looks worried now. She asks me where I've been, trying to remember how I got to this bar we're sitting in. She looks different now. She asks me how I've been, trying to remember how I got to this state I'm in.
The brand new one from Sam Nuss, Slow It Down, is the name of the album on Max Inc. Radio. Love that song. Sam is always out and about. He did some crazy airplane travels around the world. not around the world, but around the country. If you go to his Facebook and his Instagram page, he'll tell you all about it. It's pretty cool. Rocker's coming up at 10 o'clock with Max Inc. Heavy. He has brand new music from Moans and Ohms to talk about and play for you. Looking forward to that. And some other goodies, of course, Essential Last Crack. These guys were in the studio last week, I believe, and they're awesome. No, 2 weeks ago. It's Butterbrick on Max Inc. Radio.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7, and that was Distant Cousins. Actually, The Cuz, formerly of Distant Cousins, needs someone to break my heart. We're doing a request for this Saturday evening in the 9 o'clock hour. We're almost done. I've got some requested American Dead. We're going to get that in before Rocker comes in with Max Inc. Heavy. 2 hours of the best rock and hard rock and metal around southern Wisconsin. If you want to hear something in Max Inc. Heavy, feel free to give Rocker a call, 844-967-2789. American Dead in just a couple of minutes. Faster, faster, faster is this band, Now I'm Free. It's Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
dancing with the starlight as I'm running down this lost and lonely trail. The church bells ring as they lower down your body, and I'm the one that put you in that grave.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio for the people.
For the people. To Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio for the people.
For the people. To Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio for the people.
For the people. To Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5